AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Monday Newsmakers, courtesy of Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 12th of September, 53 degrees on our way to 86 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Doug Bjerkus, Dynamic Disc President, and he was the director of the recently completed PDGA World Championships here in Emporia. Doug, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Well, Doug, I think a week has given you probably a chance to rest and also kind of debrief a little bit with other tournament staffers, Dynamic Discs administrators, and things along those lines. Your thoughts on how things went this year, especially given the earlier time that you had back in 2016, and kind of comparing and contrasting how things went.
Yeah, I thought that the event was an overall success. Obviously, there's always a few little things that happen behind the scenes that we are working hard to resolve. But overall, the feedback that we've gotten has been that it was an outstanding event. Definitely different than the 2016 event, as you referenced. Disc golf has changed quite a bit in the last 6 years. And it's like comparing apples and oranges, but really successful event that really allowed the spotlight on Emporia for the whole disc golf community last week.
You know, it looked like on the Saturday championship day, Doug, out at the Emporia Country Club, crowds were large. What were your numbers out there?
We estimate, and it's hard to get the exact number because a lot of the players, their caddies, and their support personnel, who all were issued badges. There were about 1,200 of those badges. That badge would serve as a spectator badge as well, but we didn't really count those as they came in. But our estimate is there was about 3,000 people out at the country club watching disc golf.
From your perspective here, Doug, you mentioned here during the tournament that you'd seen kind of the shift in disc golf and the interest in disc golf, but we'll talk about, I guess, maybe seeing that in person, you know, and comparing and contrasting prior tournaments to what you saw here this weekend, just from that attendance side.
Oh, yeah. Past events that we have had, in 2016, we had, I'm going to guess, maybe 600-700 people out there. And at the Dynamic Disc Open just this past spring, I think we might have topped out at about 1,000 people on the course. And then to have 3,000 at the World Championships, it just shows the tremendous growth. And of course, the World Championships is kind of a destination tournament for people to travel to as well. So that's certainly going to help those numbers. But it's just mind blowing how many people are coming out and just watching live in person disc golf. On top of that, the online viewership. You know, the event is live streamed. For the last day on Saturday on YouTube, the live coverage was shown, and the record for concurrent viewers for a disc golf tournament up to this point was 39,000 people watching at the same time. And we hit 51,000 folks all concurrently viewing on YouTube Saturday for the last round, which broke all the records in disc golf.
Again, joined by Doug Bjerkus, who is the president of Dynamic Discs and the PDGA World Championships Tournament Director. Let's talk for a moment, Doug, about the talent level in professional disc golf that we are seeing. Kristen Tatar, Paul McBeth end up winning the tournament, but the talent level of these players, Doug, over that last handful of years, how much have we seen this level go up? I mean, it's incredible what they're doing out there.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I look at the guys that were winning world titles 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and what these players are doing today is mind-blowing. A lot of it has to do with the equipment. I mean, the discs are engineered. In fact, our friends in Sweden who make our discs are kind of leading the charge on new technology as far as discs go, and they just go a lot further. And I think that's the big thing that's changed. The biggest thing that's changed over the years is just courses are getting longer to accommodate these guys that are throwing, you know, 500-600 feet consistently. It's you know, I can throw that far too. It just takes me three tries to get it there.
Well, you mentioned the distance, though, but the things they do with the disc other than just distance, because it's just not throwing straight down a fairway. I mean, you're navigating trees and whatever, and making sure you're trying to stay in bounds at the same time, which is sometimes really tough in disc golf if you're going to have that much distance to be able to keep it between the lines and in bounds. What they do to maneuver these discs, Doug, is just incredible.
Oh, yeah, whether it's making them go left to right, right to left, you know, it is. It's and if you see it, if you watch it, it really is impressive what they can do. You know, I as many Emporians do, we go out and play a park like Hammond Park or Peter Pan, and we get pretty excited if our shots do something just a little bit special. But these guys, every single hole, they're just doing magical things with the disc, and it shows with the scores. I mean, the winning score for the MPO division was 46 under par for the week, and then in the women's division, as you mentioned, Kristen Tatar from Estonia, she shot 38 under par for the week. So really, really impressive rounds, and these courses are a lot more scoreable here in Emporia when you're not playing in the 40-mile-per-hour winds that we have in April.
Kind of helps, doesn't it?
It does.
Doug, talk too about kind of how you're able to use this to grow the sport, not only locally, but I guess maybe regionally or nationally from here, because clearly the last 2 years you've had the COVID-based interest in the game, you know, not only from just watching, but also being involved in the sport. And clearly you're seeing that impact here over the last couple of weeks, but how do you use this, the event itself, to grow the sport here between now and next year?
Well, anytime there's a big major event, there's a lot of eyeballs on it. A lot of disc golfers are talking to their friends who may not play disc golf or their colleagues that may not play disc golf about big events like the World Championships. I know that our marketing guy just last week was showing me some data on the Google Analytics for searching the term disc golf. And right after our event, just last week, there was a huge spike in people that were searching about disc golf. And when you have folks asking questions and being interested, that's what generally leads them to getting a disc and going out and playing around a disc golf and hopefully catching the bug and becoming a lifelong disc golfer. So, yeah, big events like this definitely put the spotlight on the sport and help it grow.
Doug Bierkes, Dynamic Disc, with us. Before we let you go, Doug, let's talk about putting this tournament on. And what a team effort it was. Was this, I would assume, had to be all hands on deck for Dynamic Discs?
Yeah, this was a big one. And, the most important tournament we've run to this date. And Jackie Morris, our event coordinator, who will be leading the charge with the Dynamic Discs Open in 2023, she played a very instrumental part in the event. All of our staff, the volunteers, the community volunteers, the volunteers that travel here to Emporia just to work the event. I mean, everyone played a part. The city of Emporia, the Parks Department, the Granada Theater, ESU, Emporia Main Street, the CVB, folks like you guys, all these components come together and create an amazing event that is really good for our city. So, yeah, lots of great people to thank, and couldn't do it without the amazing group of people that do help us.
What's on the Dynamic Disc schedule here, getting us maybe, you know, through the end of the year for sure, but also maybe looping into 23 when the DDO comes back?
Yeah, we're waiting to finalize the dates for the Dynamic Disc Open. It looks like, and I can kind of let the cat out of the bag, it looks like it is going to be in June instead of April. The weather that we fight every April, it's just we've got to find a way to showcase Emporia, not when it's windy and rainy like it seems to be every other year that we host the event in April. And it looks like late June is going to be when the Dynamic Disc Open is next year. And as soon as that date's finalized, we'll get that out to everybody in the community so they're aware of when that's going to be. As far as tournaments coming up this this fall, we have the United States Amateur Match Play Singles Championships. Will be here in town September 22nd to the 24th. That's just a few days away. On September 24th, there's also a Big Brothers Big Sisters fundraiser that we're hosting, a disc golf tournament to raise money for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. The Emporia Ladies Open is the first weekend in October, and then we have the Hand-Eye Classic in the middle of October as well. And then this is one everyone should circle. It's one of the greatest events in town. It does involve disc golf as well as some other things, but the Freedom Fest will be on November 5th. So lots of disc golf this fall for folks to check out, and if you're interested in upcoming tournaments, you can always go to discgolfscene.com. That's discgolfscene, S-C-E-N-E.com. And you can see all of the events that are here in Emporia coming up this fall.
And that Freedom Fest event is down at the Soden's Grove course. It is open just kind of seasonally down there, right?
That's right. That that course will go back in the ground in early November, and it's always a favorite of folks here locally to play, and it's for an amazing cause. It's kind of what I look at as the celebration of many of the things Emporia is well known for: disc golf, gravel cycling, Veterans Day. I mean, you name it. It's all going to be happening down there at the Freedom Fest.
Well, Doug, congratulations on a great event, great host for the PDGA Worlds. Nice job, and thanks for keeping us up to date and giving us your time.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Doug Bierkus, president of Dynamic Discs, and a lot going on always with DD and the PDGA Worlds, a very successful event, Chuck.
Yes, absolutely. So if you want to be part of our successful morning show slate of interviews, the newsmaker